This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for November 15th. I'm Paul Plack. SAFE, the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, will host a symposium in Atlanta next May to seek collaboration between the industry and FAA on a 3 to 5 year plan to improve the quality of flight instruction. Republican John Boehner of Ohio says that if he becomes the next Speaker of the House, he'll retire the aircraft known as Pelosi 1 and commute from his district to Washington on commercial airline flights. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration insists advanced imaging technology scanners at airports do not emit enough radiation to cause a threat to public health. ALPA pilot groups at 6 airlines, which fly under the brand U.S. Airways Express, have formed an alliance to work across company lines to improve professionalism and contracts. Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority says Airbus A380s grounded by Qantas after an uncontained engine failure will not be back in the air until it says so, even if the airline and engine maker find them safe. The FAA has finalized a rule designed to protect most of today's commercial planes and those designed in the future from widespread fatigue damage. Only airliners weighing 75,000 pounds or more would be affected by the new limits. 6 carriers and flight schools in southern British Columbia say they'll sue the Canadian government for over $1 million in damages for business lost during the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. And a Christmas specialty gift catalog that's been around for 162 years has the Terrafugia Transition Rotable Aircraft listed on page 14 at $350,000. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains his view that practicing slow flight is important not only for your proficiency, but the future of general aviation. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.